A thankful history. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This week, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving again with football and turkey. That wasn't always the case. Gary Crawford gives us a history lesson of this great holiday.
At that first so-called Thanksgiving in this country with the Pilgrims and Indians,
there were contests and races and other kinds of things. So in addition to the food, there was also a tradition of athletic events, I guess you could say, if you want to draw this together to the football tradition.
That's Anne Efland. She's an historical expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Most of us know that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620.
And by 1621, they had a harvest to celebrate, but only because of the nearby Indians, the Wampanoags.
Now, that's fairly common knowledge, but I did not know and had often wondered how the Pilgrims and Indians had been able to communicate. Well, Anne says it turns out that, yes, you had the Indian tribe there,
who happened to have a couple of tribe members who had been to England and knew English and befriended them.
A colossal coincidence that probably saved the Pilgrims from being wiped out that first winter. So you've got the Native Americans lending a vital helping hand to the Pilgrims.
So they were taught to plant corn and squash and pumpkins. So that first celebration, when they had been able to grow enough, they knew they would have enough for the winter. They invited the nearby Indians who had been so important to their planting to join in a celebration of the harvest.
One other misconception many of us have is that from that day on, we celebrated a yearly Thanksgiving Day in this country. And Anne Efland says, no, not at all. It was an on and off thing, mostly off, done at various times in different regions. And finally, some 200 years after that first celebration, and Abraham Lincoln in 1863 declared the last Thursday in November as a National Thanksgiving Day, a celebration of home, hearth, and food. And of course, we later added football, of course. And for all of it, we are thankful.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.